You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today we come to the second sermon in this two-part that's part of this larger series. Today it's called Where Are You From? Part 2. Part of our whole sermon series called I've Been Meaning to Ask. Last week, we asked this question, where are you from, of ourselves? And what does it mean to be located? What does it mean to know where we have been from so that we know where we are, so that we know where we are going? And as of last week, we talked about that in relationship to ourselves. Today, we turn our attention to others. What does it mean to ask someone else where they are from? This is the kind of question that we ask a stranger or an acquaintance. This is the kind of question that allows us to jump deeper into someone's story. This is the kind of question that allows us to get curious about another human being, to learn about them, to grow in our connection with someone else, to go along with them in their story, to come along with them on their journey. This is where two paths meet and connect and even collide. Where are you from? In the story here in the Gospel of John, Philip is all excited to tell Nathanael, hey man, we found the one. We have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ, the one whom the prophets talked about, whom Moses in the law referenced. And Nathanael's response is this: can anything good come out of Nazareth? The ultimate question of prejudice, of discrimination, of judgment and judgmentalism. It's a question that you and I bring along the way. Last week I talked about that question of where are you from, or regarding yourself and knowing where someone's from, and that indeed you can make a lot of assumptions, even true assumptions, based on knowing where someone's from. As I mentioned, I'm from southern Indiana, a little small town called Dillsboro. It's a rural small town. All around it are farms and farmland, and you can learn a lot about me knowing where I'm from. You can know a lot about Jesus knowing that he is from Nazareth. And yet, what happens with these kinds of questions and these locations is not only do we make assumptions, we also make judgments around them. We have prejudice up inside of us in discriminatory ways based on the knowledge of knowing where someone is from, or thinking we know where someone is from. And so the first thing we've got to do in this place of curiosity is to allow these judgments, these prejudices, to be pushed aside. We've got to intentionally engage with another human being to find out truly, where are you from? Tell me about where you grew up. Tell me about your family. Tell me what life was like in that location, in that place, in your story, on your journey. Because friends, even though a lot of assumptions can be true, there's so much more to me, Justin Spurlock, than where I'm from. There's so much more to my life than the location of my birth and growing up place. I've become who I am today, partially based on that, but so much more of my own actions and reactions along the way, along the journey, how I've told my story, how my faith has impacted me along the way, and all the other locations that I've been to along the way. You learn a lot about me when you realize that even though I grew up in that small town, I've lived all of my adult life in various cities around the United States. And then you can begin to gain some new understanding right then and there. And the same thing happens when we get curious about someone. Where are you from? Oh, really? Tell me about that place. What was that like? I'm interested. Tell me more. I want to understand you. I want to understand your journey. I want to understand your story. And not just that, oftentimes when we get this far into a conversation, what happens is they're going to eventually ask us about our story. Where am I from? And we begin to have these two stories meet with one another. They begin to collide and connect. They begin to journey on a similar path. They may have been divergent in the past, but now they have come together. And what ends up happening is we begin to create futures together. We begin to go to new locations together. We begin to find one another on our maps together. And friends, it is the ultimate question in our diverse world. Where are you from? And not to make an assumption based on how someone sounds or the way someone looks on that question. So often I meet folks who don't look like me or have my skin color, and I'll ask them, where are you from? Assuming, judging, that's from a whole nother country, and I find out they're from Chicago or LA or Kansas or wherever it might be. And immediately I'm like, oh, I've made some assumptions here that I should not have made, that probably come out of a place of prejudice, discrimination, a lot of assumptions right there. And then I begin to self-correct. I begin to actually get curious about this human being who is in front of me, finding out indeed where they really are from. And their life. Friends, will we get curious enough to ask these kinds of questions? Because here's what happens in this text when Nathanael actually encounters Jesus, the one who's asking, can anything good come out of Nazareth? His next line is this, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Once Nathanael pushes aside his judgments, his prejudices, and even his assumptions, he begins to realize that Jesus is so much more than Nazareth, than where he comes from. And what Nathanael will discover along the way is that Jesus is precisely this man from Nazareth who grows up on the backside and the underheel of the Roman Empire, who's experienced oppression and poverty, prejudice and discrimination, who's experienced what it means to be rejected, what it means to not have a future, what it means to look around and see fishermen and carpenters and stonemasons who are all employed by the very group of people, the Romans, who are the very reason why there is not a future for his people, for his community, for his nation. That Jesus is indeed from Nazareth, that nothing good ever does come out of Nazareth. And as a result, Jesus, his life, his course is set towards making a future, not only for his town, not only for his people, not only for his nation that is oppressed, but for all people. And friends, when you and I begin to ask this question, where are you from? Similar things begin to happen. Our faith begins to come into our story. Their story comes in line with our story. We begin to think about a future together. We begin to answer that question, where are you from? With this, I'm from Earth. I am a child of this planet. I am here and we are in need. I am here and you are my sister or brother because you and I live here together. And in the Gospel of John, indeed, that is precisely how God ends up answering this question. Where are you from? I am the Word. I was with God from the beginning. All things were made through me, Jesus says. But I became flesh. I came to earth. I dwell among you, O humans. I've tabernacled myself with humanity itself. How do we answer that question? How will others answer that question? Will we get curious enough to get to know another human being and allow a future to be created? How will you do that this week? Who will you ask that question of, where are you from? And push aside your assumptions, your prejudices, your discriminations, and truly get to know another human being.